Kathy Dennis, and I'd like to introduce you to a new way of getting tips. Over the next half an hour or so, I'll be giving you solutions to some of the biggest games around at the moment. Included on the tape is a player's guide to that very wonderful sports simulation, the Aquatic Games on the Mega Drive, where James Pond and his band of slightly deranged friends takes part in 8 events of such staggering strangeness that you'll probably have to lie down after playing this. Also, one of my favourites, this, Tasmania on the 16-bit, which is coincidentally currently selling very well, is here dissected for your pleasure. Next, we have a game for all formats, Olympic Gold, a game designed for all those people who like sports but can't be bothered to go out and do anything too energetic. The next game is for the Master System and Game Gear owners out there, Spider-Man. Quite an old game, but very popular and very tricky. My tips will give you all the help you need to help you complete the game. Lastly, and definitely not leastly, we have the very wonderful Mega Drive version of Sonic the Hedgehog 2. You wanted the tips, and you've got them. Hours of intense playing has come up with these, the tips that really count. Fret no more, for the solution is at hand. Also, dotted around the tape is a choice selection from my new album called Into the Skyline. I bet you didn't realise that you and I have a very big passion in common. We both love Sega. Actually, I met Sonic very recently, where we shared our darkest secrets about slaying Robotnik over a bag of salt and vinegar crisps. That's enough about me for now. Let's get on with the tips, starting with the Aquatic Games. The 100 meter splash. In this event, the key to a good time is rhythm. If you go too slow, you're likely to sink into the water. Just keep those fingers pumping away at your joypad and you'll be home and dry. If you have a turbo joypad, use it. A good tip is to jump over the bird that's sitting in its boat in the water. For not hitting it, it'll give you a quick lift and improve your time. Hop, skip and jump. Again, a turbo joypad will come in handy for getting a good speed up. Try and jump at the last moment possible and then keep pressing A and B to run. When the angle indicator pops up on the screen, try to choose the angle closest to 45 degrees for the longest jump. Kip watching. This is really just a matter of watching where the balls are and timing your jumps properly. Sometimes it's a good idea to lose one of the seals on the end, as these are usually the seals that get the most balls thrown at them. Shell shooting. When you're flipping the limpets in the air, make sure you always land right on the edge of their shells. If you don't, then you'll crush them and lose valuable time. It's possible to use the same limpet for bursting each balloon, but whatever you do, don't let one hit you on the head, because you can spend ages being hit by them. If you see one of those springy limpets heading right, go to the right-hand side of the screen and wait for it to come. Now, try to bounce from it and up into a secret room. The Bouncy Castle. When you start to bounce, try and memorise what moves you have to pull off and how to pull them off, as this will save you a lot of time. Only attempt complicated moves when you're close to the top of the screen, as you're less likely to crash. When you're rocketing towards the ceiling, it's possible to go through the wall and collect points by pressing A to spin. The best way to do this is to spin just before you'd normally hit the wall. Later on, when you're attempting complex moves and actually manage one, a box will appear in the centre of the room. By bouncing on this, you'll collect points by hitting the pink shells and also be bounced right up to the ceiling where you can safely do more moves. Leapfrog. This is another event that requires constant finger tapping. As you run along, try and catch more points by jumping at objects in the air. Obviously, the electric eels slow you down, but so do the puddles, so avoid, avoid, avoid. Feeding time. The secret to this event is to just keep your bucket full of sweets. Whenever you have a break, fill up. To make sure the fishermen don't get their hooks on the fish, Try and feed them as soon as you see them emerge from the water, and never, never, never let a fish hang around for too long. Tour de grâce. For this event, you'll need to be able to keep a good rhythm while also watching out for things to jump over. Make sure your rhythm is smooth, or you've got a smaller chance of qualifying. I hope these tips will be of some help to you. Next, we have a tip for the very wonderful and very popular Tasmania. This is a brilliant game that has managed to capture the feel of the cartoon show very well. Tasmania tips. Tasmania just so happens to be one of my favourite games on the Mega Drive, and what better game to tip? For all those people with back issues, Sega Power did a complete solution in issue 36, but here's a tip to help all those people who really suck. Connect two joypads and press A, B, C and Start together on both of them during the title screen. You should now hear a ringing sound. Now start the game and pause it. Press buttons A, B and C on pad 1 simultaneously to move through to the next level. If on the other hand you prefer a level select, just press button B and unpause the game. For total invincibility, press button C and then unpause. Well, now it's back to the sporty type of game. This one, though, is a bit more of a straightforward event game than the aquatic games. I am, of course, talking about Olympic gold. Olympic gold tips. There is a bit of a shortage of event-style sport games on the Sega consoles, but thankfully, Olympic gold is a pretty good example of how they should be done. So for all those people who've just started playing the game, these tips are for you. Swimming. Try to build up a steady rhythm by alternately pressing buttons 1 and 2, A and B, on the Mega Drive. Try to stay in the lead for the first three lengths. Partway down the final length, switch to one of the fast button techniques. The point where you speed up depends upon how much energy you have left. Hammer. As with the hurdles, strike the pad as needed with your thumb. Diving. Carefully watch the demonstrations. At first, stick to simple dives. A 10 from one of these is just as good as a high mark from a more complex manoeuvre. Archery. You may have trouble with the technique described in the manual. Instead, try using short control taps on the directional pad to guide the sight towards the target. This prevents overcompensating, but watch your time limit. Pole vault. For the Master System and the Game Gear versions, you may find it easier to place your pad on a flat surface and then slide your index finger between buttons 1 and 2 for the run-up. Use your other hand to control the jump. Try pausing the game before you begin each phase of the vault to allow time to prepare for the next manoeuvre. For the Mega Drive version, use the same method, but hold the directional pad with the lead facing toward you. This way you can use buttons A and B to run, and button C to control the jump. Next we have something for all new Master System and Game Gear owners who might be stuck on Spider-Man. This game has been released for some time now, but it is difficult in certain places and it's such a classic that it more than deserves a place here. Spider-Man tip. The start is no problem, just climb up the news building and enter the top right-hand window. The warehouse level. Working your way through the warehouse is fairly simple. Just watch out for the dogs, you don't have to knock these out. And concentrate on Dr. Octopus's guards. When they've all been dispatched, knock out the forklift and then go for Octopus himself. This fellow shouldn't cause you any problems. Just get in close and web as fast as you can. Remember to take a photograph of him for the editor. The sewer level. The sewer level, level 2, is just as easy. When you've defeated the Lizard King, head to the right of the level and you'll find the trapdoor to take you to the key room. Drop down through there and head immediately to the right in order to pick up the key. The power plant level. The next level is probably the toughest of the whole game. The key to this level is to flick the three switches around the level. The first switch is on the bottom of the level, about halfway along. The second is on the far right of the level and about halfway up. And the last one is quite well hidden. It's in the top left-hand corner of the level. And when you've flicked all three, you can walk along to the right and you'll meet Electro. The best advice I can give to beat him is to web him constantly. If he gets the chance to electrocute you, he will, and his bolts are severe energy drainers. Next, you'll have to get the key from this level. This involves climbing up between the two sets of pylons. Watch out for the electrical charges. These zap across between the pylons and will send you tumbling back down to the bottom of the level. When you eventually get to the top, you'll find the key in the middle. The Sandman. Sandman's henchmen will appear from all sides, and you've got to kill two of them to tempt the Sandman to appear. These guys are tricky to kill, as they tend to start firing at you the moment they appear on the screen. Kill two of them and the rest will disappear, leaving you to the clutches of the Sandman. Stand near a fire hydrant and wait for him to appear, and when he does, kick the hydrant. It will explode, soaking the Sandman, and he'll disappear, leaving you his key. The city level. Back to the city next. Avoid the skaters and kill two of the knife-throwing bearded guys to get the hobgoblin to appear. Climb to the top of any of the buildings and he'll be there, waiting for you. He'll try to attack you from above. So, time the place where he will land and web him there. Simple. You won't get a key from the hobgoblin though. He's given his key to Venom. This guy is basically a very evil version of you. He'll move around the screen in a similar manner to you, but he's very easy to defeat. Web him a couple of times and then get in close with the kicks. The bomb level. Before you get to the bomb, you'll have to dispose of Octopus and the Lizard King again. Then, and only then, can you head for the bomb. You'll find that particular device in the bottom right-hand corner of the level. To deactivate it, punch out all the lights until they all stop flashing, and then it's off to meet the Kingpin. The Kingpin. It's now time for the final confrontation. The Kingpin is easy to hit, but he has got a very strong punch. Try to make sure that you've got a fair amount of energy in reserve. You'll need it. The final solution is for Sonic the Hedgehog 2. To accompany the tips in this issue of Sega Power, we have a guide to all the Guardians. If you're still having problems, then check out the mag, and that should answer all your questions. Sonic 2 tips. Sonic 2 has become one of the best-selling console games of all time. It's colourful, fast, and tons of fun to play. There isn't a huge amount of levels, but there is tons to explore. Perfect for tipping then. The main thing to remember about this game is that there's loads of stuff hidden away, just waiting to be found. Most of the levels contain at least one extra life. If you're having problems in the latter levels, take a bit of time out to research through the levels. You'll be surprised what you can find. Guardian 1. The first Guardian is pathetically easy. After Robotnik's helicopter has landed on the main body, give it a couple of spin attacks before it disappears off the screen. Repeat this a couple of times and he's over. Guardian 2. This guy is easy too. Just bounce into the gap between the revolving platforms and wait for Robotnik to appear. When he does, spin attack him as he's filling up his tank with that blue muck. He'll then try to drop the stuff on your head, but it's easy to avoid. Then he'll fly to the other side of the screen where you can repeat the process. After about 8 hits, he'll fly off, but take care. because there's still the last set of evolving platforms to contend with. Guardian 3. At the end of the stage, the ground will start to shake and two stone pillars will rise on either side of the screen. Robotnik will then fly backwards and forwards between the two, bashing them with a hammer. Every time he does that, an arrow shoots from the pillar he hits, and that's what you have to watch out for. To bash Robotnik from above, you'll have to jump onto one of the arrows and then jump onto the top of one of the pillars. From there, it should make things a fair bit easier. Guardian 4. This is the trickiest Guardian so far, and it seems hard work to get at this Robotnik creation, but there's a simple trick that will help you every time. Spin around the outside of the pinball table and try to land on the middle bumper between the two sets of flippers at the bottom of the screen. If you continue bouncing on this, then you'll find it easy to attack Robotnik as he goes back and forth in front of you. Guardian 5. This guardian is a lot easier than he looks. As soon as he appears from the flames, jump on top of him and keep attacking him as he's rising. If you don't get him the first time, jump onto the bottom ledge in the middle and wait for the flames to go, and then repeat the process. He should then bite it in the time-honoured fashion. Guardian 6. Another simple guardian which seems, at first sight, a lot harder. An avalanche of boulders will rain down from the top of the screen, and they seem impossible to avoid. Not to worry though, as the only ones you need to concern yourself about are the thin, sharp ones. The rest will do you no harm at all. When Robotnik appears, wait for the spikes at the front of his craft to come down, then attack him. You should get at least two attacks in before he disappears off the screen. Repeat this simple process and you'll soon be on to level 7. Guardian 7. Always try on this boss, as in all of them I suppose, that you have at least one ring for the confrontation. The trick with this guy is to drop off the platform into the oil as soon as the guardian music starts. If you keep jumping and don't sink, then you'll easily be able to survive. Robotnik's craft will start to appear from the murky depths, but you'll be ready and waiting for him. With a bit of luck, you should be able to kill him in one go, but if he starts to sink, then quickly jump up onto either of the platforms, then wait for the tail to appear. When the scorpion's tail does eventually appear, just jump over the tip of it. The rest will cause you no harm and prepare for the laser. This will rise up, hover about randomly and let off about 3 shots before disappearing again. The first 2 shots are fairly high, so if you crouch down, you should miss both of them. That just leaves you the last low one to jump over. Guardian 8. This is the trickiest guardian so far. Robotnik will appear surrounded by a ring of rotating spheres. The best time to try to attack him is when he starts to rise, just before he throws out a sphere. Every time you manage to get a hit at him, he'll lose one of the spheres, so that will make your job a bit easier. When you've destroyed all the spheres, Robotnik will fire a laser at you. Simply jump over the beam and give Robotnik one last bash, and he'll be off with his tail between his legs. Guardian 9. You're now in Robotnik's domain and nearly at the end of the game. The secret to this guardian is to watch out for the spiky platforms. Jump on the top of them when the laser turns orange, and watch out for when it turns blue, because it's about to fire at you. Repeat all this until you destroy the laser. Robotnik will now run off and you head off to catch the plane. Death Egg Zone. The last battle, but Robotnik still has a couple of tricks up his sleeve. Firstly, you'll run into the metallic Sonic. It's about twice your size and pretty lethal. Its spikes are very dangerous and should be avoided. The only weak spot on it is its forehead. It'll spin attack you from the left to right. Then you need to jump over it, and then it will jump over you. It sounds pretty complicated, but there's a definite pattern here, and as you play it, the pattern will become more obvious. When you've defeated your metal replica, you'll have to battle your nemesis for the final time. When you reach the souped-up Robotnik, run to the far right until he locks in on your position. Next, go right a bit more and then spin attack his chest. Then run to the left and repeat the same process, and then you can have the satisfaction of knowing that you've ridden the world of the evil Robotnik forever. Or have you? So I hope you all enjoyed this tape and will find at least some of the tips useful. And I hope you all had a great Christmas and got lots of new games to play with on your Sega. I certainly did. I hope to be going on tour later in the year, so maybe I can catch you there. If you want to hear more of my album Into the Skyline, it is available now. I'm going to leave you with one more track, which is the new single called Falling. You think I'm indestructible, but I'm not. I'm just a pedal. You